You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
He has been given the title of Gur Aryeh. And what does Gur Aryeh mean?
Young lion.
That's what it means? Aryeh. Yeah? What does Gur mean?
Kavyam.
What does Aryeh mean?
Lion.
So what does Gur Aryeh mean? If the Gur is young lion, so Aryeh is the Abba. Or the Abba.
Yes.
Sorry?
Yiddish
Aryeh
means
X. Yeah, but why he's given a title as Gur Aryeh? You follow the point? Gur by itself means a baby lion. Aryeh means the Abba, the lion. So why are you telling me Gur Aryeh? This is a Gur Aryeh. You know this? It's okay. No, I just, find out. So Rashi just brings that in the history of Am Yisrael, we went through circumstances that were Gur, and then we became Aryeh. It was very difficult, challenging timing. We were Gur, baby lion, but we lifted up to Aryeh. So now here, there's a very beautiful message as we all have our own challenges, meaning we run into circumstances, we feel like a baby Aryeh, and our task here is to make ourselves to real Aryeh, real Aryeh. So right here, there's a concept and a patent that has been offered by people that they're claim that you're expert in psychologists. They call it to suppress. You know what that is?
Yes.
You know what it is?
Which we do all the time.
What does it mean?
Put down.
Well, the suppress technology. What does it mean? I mean, the technique. What does it mean?
Hold back.
Hold back.
Quiet, keep in.
Beautiful. Yeah. See, you came today, so you know you're that's like a moral. Yeah. Suppress means to be able to bear and cope with the matter. Like injected inside. And then you turn to a champagne bottle and then you blow up. That's what exactly the offer is. It's not Jewish. We don't believe in it. So here in Judaism, we have a patent. It is called, like, let's say somebody offers you a $100 bill. What is your reaction to a $100 bill?
Thank you.
Grab it! What do you mean, thank you? Grab the $100 bill. So now, let's say somebody offers you shrimp.
No.
What do you say?
Refuse.
So no, thank you.
Yeah.
Good. Now, we'll go through some model lessons then. So like I say, you had dinner. You finish your dinner, and then you see one of the kids are Shalomi missing. So you ask your wife, where Israel went? Say he went to sleep. What? Went to sleep? He didn't say Laila Tov. Oh, yeah. So this is called shrimp number one. And then you think about it, a couple of days ago, I gave him $250. And he went to sleep, he didn't say, Laila Tov. This is shrimp number two. And not only that, all the other kids, they say Laila Tov, except this is shrimp number three. And he took it. He took the shrimp. So now here, in Judaism, we don't believe in suppressing the matter. Why? Because suppressing means that you're hurting yourself. Because you grasp the circumstances, and then you review it, and then the one, two, three shrimp turns to a plate and a tray. Like they say at work, on Friday, your employees, they left, and you already said, Shabbat Shalom. One didn't. He asked me for vacation. He asked me for the raise. I prepared everything for him. So now here you have a pot of shrimp. Pot! So here, Gur Aryeh means people, they going to present you with gur. That means they put you down, disrespect you, they have no care for you, they're disappreciative. But your task here is that you have to reject this shrimp and say thank you, you enjoy it yourself, because your attitude should not affect me. And I'm going to say Aryeh.
What does that mean, say Aryeh?
Because I'm going to say lion. You're not going to shatter me, make me unhappy, hurt me. Why? Because you have a problem. So keep it to yourself. But I'm not going to grab your misbehavior, your attitude. So that's what the beautiful bracha here is. Gur Aryeh, not Gur Aryeh. That means, in the circumstances that you ran into type of challenges that you feel so hurt, why are you acting like this? Why is he doing like this? So then you depreciate yourself. And you're not supposed to do this. So the same way as the model lesson we presented, you have to imagine this as somebody is offering you shrimp and you're not going to take it because you have no use for it.
But there is a question. You are the Aryeh, you could be Aryeh, but when it affects other people in the family that they cannot be Aryeh, what are you going to do with that?
Because the most problem here is that in any system, is expected that people have harmony. They follow the rule. They respect where that authority is. But never happens. Because always you have the one that wants to go against the rule because he knows better than others. So now your task here is, first of all, you have to be a role model. Because if you be affected by him, that he doesn't have any manners and he has no respect, so then it will shatter other people too. And here he says, Kara Ravatz Kaniyeh. What does Kara mean? Korea. Bent, Ravatz, lies down, Kaniyeh. What? When you bend and you sleep, you still Aryeh? No, you're not. But here, the Rabbi Shalom is telling us, as a Yehudi, that his name is given to us from Yehuda, even though that your knee becomes bent, even that you fall down on the ground, don't forget you are a lion. Lion. Don't ever forget that your task here has to be strong. And don't let other people to get to you. And don't let other people, Chas v'Shalom, their attitude, ruin your day. Life. You ruin life. Why? Because you grab the shrimp. And you're not supposed to. You have to reject it immediately. And many enjoy this. Many, no, they have some type of, whatever you like to name it, they like to do that. But you have to tell them, no, do business other places. Maybe this is not your place, because you keep offering the shrimp. I don't need any shrimp. And this is a very, very powerful message that we should always have in mind. Why? Because as a Yehudi, you have to know that you have to be like an Aryeh.
Amen.
And the Aryeh manner here is, what is the quality of the Aryeh?
Nothing
changed.
He's
courageous. Is he?
He's not scared.
He's not? Why Adam HaRishon named him Aryeh? You know what the Aryeh?
The king of the jungle.
Yeah, the Aryeh is the same letters of Yirah. You understand? What does Yirah mean? Aryeh teaches you the only one you should fear of is people that they grab the shrimp from other people, because most of the time they feel he can affect me. They have some fear of these type of people. But here Aryeh is teaching us, no. The only one you should fear is who? Kala Kadosh. Reject the shrimp right away. You stay happy and don't let this shrimp, Chas v'Shalom, suppress you. And God forbid, create a hole in your simcha. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So, I think the question is, what is the in the system, whether it's, let's say, the coworker, the employee, or a friend, or family, whoever, everyone has their own place and their own obligation.
Yeah.
When that isn't done and that affects the system, how does one react to that?
Beautiful. You see, if somebody walks out, right, and they tell you Shabbat Shalom, right, it hurt. You could go like this. How long does it take? A second. So here, our problem here is you focus on this. But you have here another 10, 15, 20. You have to turn your head the other way and enjoy this, not that. And the problem here is we are a shrimp grabber. That's what our problem here is. And it's understandable, it's normal. But when he leaves and he has a problem for whatever it is, why I have to grab his problem? Look at this way, enjoy another 10, 15, 20 people that come to you, shake hand with you, say Shabbat Shalom. What do you want from this one? But that's the weakness that we all have. Don't let it happen. Because he's there to enjoy, to shatter you. I'm not going to let it. Why should I let it? If he needs help, why I have to join his weakness, his problem?
Can I say something? So sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
What you're saying is very true. I think just sometimes you don't believe it, or you're too naive when it comes from a person that's very close to you, like a sibling or a parent or a child, that you've only done good for many, many, many years.
Yeah.
You don't believe, you actually believe it's you, like you've done something wrong, like you've hurt them, like you, there's something wrong with you, because all these years everything is good, and all of a sudden the person behaves like this.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying? It's sure. But as you know, when you had the flight, before the flight, you know, take off, you know, there's a stewardess that gives you a guideline. What does it tell you? Like if somebody has a baby, and Chas v'Shalom, there's something that they smell that might go wrong, what do they tell you? Who should wear the mask first?
Yourself.
Why?
So you can save other people.
But if you don't wear the mask, so then you cannot have the baby. I will think, yeah, put it on the baby. No, it's not going to work that way. And that's what exactly the whole concept here is. You're a goor in many, many aspects of the life. But don't forget, you have to lift up and shift yourself to the Aryeh. So then you're going to lose it. You, family, everybody's around you, and whatever you do is going to be paralyzed. Why? Except for one single person. Chas v'Shalom. Chalila v'chas. Let him enjoy the shrimp. Why do you give it to me? And that's what exactly the beautiful point here is. Karar, alas, bended, fell on the floor. But Aryeh, he gets up like Aryeh. And that's what we need to do. Kala Kadosh. In this case, Hashem Baruch Hu is like, oh, no, to stay Aryeh, Samen.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.